5 o'clock in the evening. So we were there at night, so that way when we got into London, it was bright and early, and we spent the whole day awake. So
yeah, I did that for...
We were awake for 24 hours. By the time we went to bed, we were bushed.
Jet lag got the worst of me in Kilkenny.
I've never been to Europe, but I've been to 49 states, so screw you.
No, no, that's what I want to do, is I'd like to do the wander.
That's what I
want. Where the fudge did this go?
I've been to many states. 49, though. That's quite impressive, sir.
Boop, 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 boop. What's the missing one?
Alaska.
Of course it is.
It'd be funny if it was something really common. Nebraska. Never been. Never wanted to go.
Nebraska. Irrational fear.
Never
Nebraska.
One that I've been to. Just one that I've driven through.
Oh, see, I've been to Council Bluffs. No, wait. Is that Iowa? Council Bluffs is the thing across from Omaha, so that's Iowa.
Nebraska.
No, Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah, Omaha, Nebraska, Council Bluffs, Iowa.
Oh, well, you might be right. We lived on the eastern.
Yeah, it's
out
right here.
About, right. Oh, nice.
And to be honest, I didn't really drive much in Iowa. Wow. Never had a car.
Pretty good.
Oh. When you can just ride the corn.
It's not like that. There's hardly any corn, at least where we went to school. It's all bluffs and really beautiful.
Councils of bluffs.
Iowa River, so shallow that when you canoe on it, your canoe gets stuck and you have to get out and move it.
Mm-hmm. Heh.
Yeah, that's always fun.
But you can always fall over with such ease.
You ever been up to the Boundary Waters?
Actually, I spent a January term in the Boundary Waters.
Oh, man. That's craziness.
Negative 40.
Winter camping is, yeah.
It was the most beautiful experience of my life.
Yep.
It was absolutely gorgeous. The snow was untouched. The stars were just so incredibly bright.
This is,
you know what you should do?
This is very interesting.
Yeah, is,
I'm sure the
you know,
kids at home
choke
would
up to
love
the mic.
To hear that.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize that we were starting.
Oh, it always just... How about we?
You know what?
This,
no.
This lighting is causing
actually.
Some bad chi.
Is it?
I would really, yeah. I think we need a qigong.
It was helping me.
Or maybe just
you know,
a lampshade.
You know, put down the needle point for a bit, you know? Maybe be involved.
I maybe could.
Let's see.
Beep, 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 beep.
What? Oh, is there a foot?
Your windscreen's all wonky right now. Let me see.
Mine?
See what I can do.
My windscreen?
Everybody's?
I like mine.
There? Is that good?
Mine is aesthetically sound.
What is it? Something is up here. I can move this forward, right?
Two. Yeah, you can pull. Give it
two,
a pull.
Two, three, two. Check, check.
Oh, right. Brilliant. This is so gorgeous. Yay? We good? You hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Mm.
What do you think
actually,
of the saga?
You know what?
I'm not a pale ale person,
mm-hmm.
but it's neutral enough. Like I'm not big on the hops.
That's right.
Ooh.
That's
right. Is it a hoppy?
Medium.
Medium hops.
Yeah. Medium hoppy.
There. That better?
Maybe I'm just a sucker for new beers. I'm just like, oh man.
Oh no, I'm willing to try anything. It's just, you know, I've given up on the hops.
I had one the other day. Tell me if you've tried this. It's a pyramid apricot ale.
No.
And apricot is the kind of fruit where like if you if you, yeah, I think you're right.
Like, yeah, throw on the headphones too, because then you can definitely tell.
Yeah, yeah.
Proximity.
Oh, there we go. All right, so yeah, it's a kind of ale where like, because apricot, it doesn't really stand out enough. It can really blend in with like in a beer, and like it was just really subtle. And my brother, who doesn't even like beer, was just like. And I've never seen it anywhere else. The brand is Pyramid. It's out of Portland, so you know it's good.
Would you call it
Portland?
More along the line, like sweet, sour.
It was a little on the sweet side, but it had a nice tartness to it that.
What an odd combination, being sweet yet tart.
Anything comparable?
No.
Lemonade?
No. Yeah, the only place I've seen it is at Joey Nova's. That's where we were.
Lemonade is sweet.
So if you're
tart.
At Joey Nova's, it's a seasonal beer they have there that it's pretty good. So
okay,
huh? Because I mean, I've had Oh, what was it? It's part of the Pete's Wicked Ale collection, and it was a strawberry blonde that was literally strawberry beer.
Huh.
Scared me away from fruit beers for a while.
Yeah, yep. It's a fine line.
I don't know if I've ever had a fruit beer, though. Magic Hat Number 9 does have
a lot
really,
of fruit.
Really nice fruity notes in it.
But it wasn't like a I hate to use Summer Shandy as a comparison, but I mean, that one's pretty defined as lemonade beer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But it's, I mean, I knew that mine was strawberry beer.
I'm glad that the Americans have decided to capitalize on that, because that's very much a German-type thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Shandy?
For sure.
When I lived in Germany, it's called a Radler, and what it is half beer, half lemonade. And so, like, when you go, I don't know, anywhere in Germany, if you ask for a Radler, they know exactly what you're talking about.
I think Shandy is a bit more of an appealing name than Radler, though.
Nope, that's just, you stupid, that's just the name of it. That is what that concoction is called.
Yeah, and, you know, we call it a Shandy.
But if you were to just say, I'll have a Shandy, people would go, okay, we don't have that.
Except for here.
Let's say you walk into an establishment that doesn't have Shandy. Then they don't know, hey, you could just combine beer and lemonade. It's not a brand over in Germany. It's just a concept.
So it's Cub Foods brand.
No, it's any beer paired with any lemonade is a Radler.
Risky business.
Oh. Yes.
Which will be the brand of my
Radler.
Rottweiler?
Rüttler.
Okay, so I have a couple things that are actually more honorary mentions in the mic check versus news, because they aren't tied enough to streaming to bring up, but just kind of fun stuff anyway.
I like fun.
Yes. So you like Scrabble, yes.
Yes, I like Scrabble.
Scrabble?
Yes.
In doses, yes. Scrabble?
Yeah.
So here's some fantastic, and I think it's appropriate to say fantastic bullshit that Mattel has done, in the new edition of Scrabble, proper names, proper nouns are fair game.
So, names.
Hell yeah.
Oh.
Names, brands, companies.
Now look, every time, I'm not a guy that plays by the rules anyway, so I mean, for me, it's just, you know, I've been playing that way my whole life, man. That's how I do it. That's how we do it, Chan Hansen style, right?
It was just kind of one of those definitive rules for the longest time. You can't use proper nouns.
Yeah, or no, the other one, abbreviations or.
Have they changed that? You can't use abbreviations.
Well, no, you still can't use abbreviations. But basically, if you open, what was the comparison? It was like Us Weekly. You could get all your answers out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Ha.
Like, now you can use Jay-Z.
Could you use, what was I going to say?
You could use McDonald's.
I was going to say, what's it called? Like, I'm blanking out on what this is called, but, like, USA is, it's like a...
Democracy?
Yeah.
No, that would be an eligible word still.
But if you just...
not name
if you
brand
used,
yet.
It's not an abbreviation, but it's like if you use... USA, that's like a
You still got to get closer
acronym?
To the mic.
It's not an acronym.
Basically, straight
I'm just chilling. Hey, I'm just
chilling. United States of America.
Right?
It is
USA,
and it isn't.
It is right. An abbreviation of United States of America. Yeah. So
you
could
bring
use
it up
that,
a little
right?
Oh no, I was gonna say NAACP. Like, could you use that? That's like a
an organization. I'd imagine it didn't say, because realistically, I did get this information off the Colbert Report.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's valid news that's
really
depressing.
Rapport.
Keeping the black man down.
Oh,
we white folks got to do something.
I know. Oh, my.
They won't even let you use the NAACP.
One of the other things that's funny that you brought up, Andrew, is that Legacy Entertainment has... purchased Nerdist Industries.
I brought that up.
Well, no, you brought up Nerdist.
Oh,
so it ties to that. There was a connection there. There okay. really was a connection.
Connection and making me... Because you know I don't remember everything I say, so...
Oh, no.
That's what podcasts are for, so you can remember.
Yeah.
What is Legacy known for?
It's Christopher Nolan's production company.
Mm. Oh, okay.
And who is Christopher Nolan?
Batman.
Ah.
He directed The Dark Knight.
Right.
Batman Begins, Inception.
Crazy, trippy.
Fun movies. Mm.
Fantastic.
Mm. Yeah, so now that company owns the company that produces a big number of video blogs, podcasts, websites.
Because Nerdist is a big podcast, right?
Network.
I mean, it's one man, but I mean...
Big network.
It's actually Nerdist. The Nerdist podcast is three people, which we saw two of them last time Doug Benson was in town.
Mm-hmm.
Jonah Ray, the guy with the glasses and the mustache.
Was he the really competitive one?
Yes.
Ah.
Yes, he is on there. And then the guy that came out before the three guests came out, the larger fellow.
Oh, yeah.
Both of those guys are on the Nerdist podcast.
Oh, that's right. And they were talking about how they taped a show the night before.
Yes.
Wow. Proud of me for remembering that.
Me too. With that, that whole conglomerate of podcasts and there's this really great word for it. Informative sources, we'll say for now.
Sure.
All of that's owned by Christopher Nolan's production company. But a number of people who work for the production company had invested in Nerdist already, so it was a logical envelopment.
Mm-hmm. So is this like a takedown, or is it just...
Now
I think it's a moving up.
It's a moving up in a way where I assume that they'll have a little bit more of a budget to play with,
mm-hmm.
but the people who are in control of Nerdist, which it's Chris Hardwick and then the other guy who is the current CEO, now they answer to the COO of Legacy Entertainment.
Mm.
So they've become a branch in the Legacy Entertainment tree.
So is it going to become like Pixar with Disney?
Yeah, I'd say like to an extent.
Optimistically.
Yeah. I think this, in general, this brings a whole lot of validity to podcasting in general, because, you know, you look at what Earwolf is doing, too, and, like, they have a TV show now based on a podcast. That's the first time that's ever happened. And
through IFC.
Yep. And that's a great show. If you've seen it, it's actually pretty good.
The first one was hard to get into with,
yeah.
What's her name from Parks and Rec?
Amy Poehler.
That's a
weird show.
What show?
Comedy Bang Bang.
Originally a podcast starring Scott Aukerman.
Yeah.
And now it is a TV show on IFC.
Yep. So they've got a TV show. They're going on tour now. He's coming here at the end of the month. I'll probably see you there. I know you'll go.
No, I'm seeing Jimmy Pardo.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's right.
That'll be good.
Yay, we're excited.
And then, yeah, so, you know, they got that. And even now, like, on all the Earwolf stuff, Pepsi Next is sponsoring them. So, like, they have a legitimate big-time sponsor, and it's just like... There might be. I think it's catching on. I think it is catching on.
Well, there are also the standards for advertising on podcasts. What it's Audible, Stamps.com, Amazon Affinity, which we just applied for.
Nice.
So working on that. Google AdSense, but that's more random.
And Nerdist got Bing too.
So oh, really?
Yeah. Dang. I don't know how, but yeah, I guess. It's hard to say because. Is it really selling out if you're going like, oh, we're selling out to Legend or, you know, whatever.
I would consider that more, they got picked up.
Yeah. You know, that's how I look at it too, because I think it's still going to remain free forever.
Oh yeah.
So, I mean, I like your confidence doing that one. Just like, oh yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's free.
Did you ever watch All-Star Celebrity Bowling?
It's one of the YouTube
channels on there.
Yeah, I think I don't think I've watched it, but I am aware of it.
Because I actually found the files of the videos conveniently through my ways.
How convenient!
And just to set it up, I don't know, Adam. Have you ever seen All Star Celebrity Bowling through Nerdist? No, Emily. No,
definitely not.
Basically, what happened is employees of Nerdist who are on video blogs and podcasts are brought on to compete against different organizations. For example, there was an episode where they took on the Mythbusters.
Oh.
So it was
sweet.
The three kids from Mythbusters and Adam Savage.
Yeah.
Because they didn't get other guy whose name escapes me because...
The one with the mustache.
Yeah, the one with the really big mustache. So, like, they have...
Oh my gosh.
They did a Mad Men episode.
My goodness.
Walking Dead episode. They did a Breaking Bad episode.
Ooh.
So, they already have a pretty good access to a number of people who are willing to be on there, but I'm hoping that the legacy buy-in will have more ties to bigger names.
What's the Mad Men one like?
That's impressive.
It has... it does have Jon Hamm.
Ooh.
It has an executive producer and writer from Minneapolis.
Weiner?
Yes.
Yep.
And then it has...
Wait, from Minneapolis?
Yeah. Minnesota, I know for sure. Yeah, a couple people from the show are from Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
It's the guy with the glasses and the black hair who's got a round chin, but I can't remember his name. That guy. And then the guy who's married to Annie from Community.
Oh, yeah.
That guy.
The jerk.
Yeah. The clean-cut looking jerk.
I really don't like
him. The guy who plays a jerk.
I don't...
I'm sure he's very nice in real life.
He might just be. Pete Collins, I think, is his name on the show, isn't it? Or Pete, it's Pete.
Pete Campbell?
Campbell. There Pete we go. Campbell. Pete Campbell. Mm.
So, yeah, it's just a good assortment of people, and I'm hoping that... I mean, I had even posted a tweet today for fun saying, I hope that the buy-in brings in Michael Caine.
Oh, man.
Michael Caine.
Because, I mean, fantastic.
I love Michael Caine.
Oh, you're a con. No, I'm
Caine. Because they have a couple old people come in through different channels, like Walking Dead. They had the old guy from that.
Mm.
And it was funny. So, man, I'm optimistic.
Can we watch a little bit of one?
Oh, Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad was a really good one.
I'm totally up for the Mad Men one.
Man, epic mealtime too. Man, I would... These are
just to give you a sample
that's
of
a
it.
Great, that's just a great idea to begin with.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to do Mythbusters because, I mean, we only have to watch it for a few before we can go on to the real
topic. I feel like Jamie would be really good at bowling, so this will be exciting to see.
Jamie, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
Oh, Reggie Watts in that? Nice.
Wow. He did the musical comedian
voice. Yep, I figured.
Oh, Mythbusters.
Nice. Nice.
Dan, he did the awkward eyebrow quirk.
And so for all the Nerdist ones, they list what podcasts or whatever they do.
Yep.
To legitimize their presence.
Oh, this is great.
So, like, there are a couple episodes where it's Weird Al is on one of the episodes. Pete Holmes is on one of the episodes.
Oh, nice.
Usually, the other guys from Nerdist are on here. The Nerdist podcast are on here, too.
Is this on YouTube?
Oh, all this is on YouTube.
Okay.
Do they essentially just get people together to play?
Co-bowling, yeah.
That's it?
So watch.
Oh, man. That's funny.
Nice.
So basically what happens is the way that they're playing is it's 10 episodes per season,
mm-hmm.
and then any team that participates will get $1,000 donated to the charity of their choice.
Man.
If they win, they get another $1,000.
Nice.
And if they get the high score for the entire season, then their charity gets an extra $10,000.
Whoa!
Jeez.
That's some cash.
That's really cool.
Whew.
And so it's interesting to go through and see people who are kind of out of their element, like what's her name from Dr. Horrible. Dr. Horrible.
Felicia Day.
Felicia Day is in Geek and Sundry, so you get to see her go bowling.
Oh my god, I love her. I'm sorry. I'm absolutely obsessed with everything she does.
You know the My Drunk Kitchen?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The girl from that
Hannah?
Participates in Epic Mealtime's episode.
No nice. Way!
Oh, that's awesome.
So it's pretty good.
I'm watching these, man.
I'm freaking out.
It's available on YouTube, so go check it out.